roughly 400 tons of recyclables a month in single stream recycling, which is it all mixed together. And we have a sort facility that sorts out the different grades. So from a monetary standpoint, it's better for me to get it like that. But I've always been such a big proponent. I'm stop me if I'm reinventing the wheel here, but of the Branson Center and the Christian Cannabis Center, because it's just been run so well. Set up. I mean, there could be a little bit more room at Branson, but.
On that note, gentlemen, where you've looked, Devin and Scott, are we going to have more room at the transfer station than you have at Branson?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought I was told that we'd have. On your knowledge, and you have great, I don't profess to understand, but we have people, hundreds I can say, that have been saving the recycle for months now. I've had notes at the garage that's coming into the driveway, and so I know to be when it first reopens, there's going to be a a large, heavier than for a while, and I don't. This may be thrown right back in my face, but we have some from Branson here and stuff. The sooner the better for these people. I wondered if it would be possible that the county, the city, or either the administrator, assistant administrator, somebody does not want to be in the recycle business anymore at Branson, if they would, if the county could, as soon as possible, reopen, take that over, so that immediately it could, the recycle could be starting, and in doing that, these are just my thoughts, in doing that, that those, the county employees that would be there, the maybe two, would learn and get the experience of how it's done, of the equipment, of everything, and gain from that knowledge. And while, if it is decided by the commission that the transfer station will work, while that is being prepared properly and everything done, that then it can be brought there, and I want to be sure if we're going to do it that we do it the best that we can. I will hope that if we did it that a year from then you would come and say that about the way the county operates. That's what you're saying about the city of Branson.
I'm always a believer in walk before, crawl before you walk, walk before you run.
I just threw it out.
So it would be more advantageous if there was a smoother, transition where you did just set up and, and so that you weren't being just the deluge of stuff. Yes, I don't know what the status of the Branson Center is. It's just sitting there.
We could reopen then the one at the, I want to say Hilda, it's not Hilda, the mechanics, Kazim Mills.
How long do you think it takes to retrofit the building?
I think if we had everything lined up within a couple weeks.
So let's say a month?
Yeah. But if we do have to do the RFP, I'm sure that'll have to go out for a month.
So. Yeah. And you're talking about in 2 weeks being able to use the same road, coming the same in and out as a transfer station.
I was looking at that on, we just have to put the signage, and I'd probably have to put a stop sign right there for the people going out and coming in, for the recycle people to make sure nothing's coming for our liability, and then shoot on over to the other building.
Does the city of Branson have no intention of opening up?
That's the way it stands right now.
That's a shame.
I could be wrong, and there's people here that can speak on it. I think the alderman and the mayor want to, and I think the administration doesn't. So, but I could be wrong on that.
Who votes? I'm sorry. I'm talking out of ignorance. Who votes on that? Who makes that decision? The alderman? Okay.
Here's Michael. So the reason I was asking how long it takes to retrofit, I kind of had similar ideas of Commissioner Wyatt.
You mean keeping that one?
If we were to open that one, because we could do that immediately.
Yeah.
Put our employees in there. Have a contract written up to where we stay there for, let's say, 2 months for any contingencies or any issues that happens. I don't know that we couldn't go ahead and, I mean, this is an attorney question. We could carry out the contract and not have to go out for an RFP for the first time to finish out. There's options out there.
There's
so we
options
can,
out there. If you want us
so that might be something that we could do.
Have to get set up on a month-to-month basis. And
if the alderman would agree with that so we could serve the citizens immediately. And
you know, I just want to help. I mean, I'm just... I just want to help the whole situation personally. I just think that, I just think this Branson thing is disgraceful personally, but this is Branson, Missouri, for God's sake.
This is Taney County. We're all one county, so we're going to work together and do the best we can.
Like you said, you want to help. I think our goal is to continue a service that's been provided.
Like I said, I just want to help. I haven't got any material out of Branson. Well, I did sell some cardboard when the price, the COVID scare increased the paper prices, so we sold some loads of cardboard. But I've got equipment sitting there. I've got a trailer sitting there, a baler sitting there, hadn't been used in 6 months. I haven't been charged with rent or anything. I've just been hoping they'd open back up and get back after it. Glad to help any way I can.
Yeah, commission and council aldermen all have to look at that. But and the other thing is the commission needs to decide on. I'm not comfortable with us all coming under that, in and out of that entrance right there. I
might ask you to have HDR look at it.
I will. Right after the meeting, I'll go talk to them.
Yeah.
What is the household waste? You don't do anything with that.
I don't do anything with tires or household heavy.
We take care of tires and trash.
Computer, electronics.
Uh-huh. On the household waste, we've talked about doing it quarterly. We've talked about, so there's some options there. We need to figure out exactly what we want to do there. And just so you guys know, we've looked at other locations, and I could be wrong, but I think we keep on coming back to this one. Is that a
my personal preference on the hazardous material? I'd rather not have it on location the time.
We're going to have to do something.
I'd rather do like a quarterly deal.
Okay, that's what I mean.
But I just would rather not have a trailer there. All
and then if there is a, if there is a, I think you talked about, Ms. Francis, you talked about there was a, somebody passes away and they're cleaning out the garages and they got to take stuff somewhere. What do we do with that stuff? Send them to Springfield or do we take it on a case-by-case basis? I mean, or is that something we work through whenever it happens? I'd rather be prepared.
What we currently do right now is people just, they can drop it off there at the recycle center. We have a big Connex building. It's basically one of them things that
go on
the back
off
of the semi. Yeah, right. And it's locked. It's got an exhaust fan in it. And we just store it in there, and then we call and have it come and pick it up for them.
And Devin, you don't like the exhaust and the roll-off? Or, okay.
I just don't feel comfortable with it. All the time, but if that's what you all want to do, then we'll make a location.
It's something we're going to have to figure out, is my point.
Does that happen quite often, Mr. Francis?
Oh, not very often.
I think when I looked in, there was like maybe, I've looked at it maybe 4 times over the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And there's been 10 items in there.
It just varies. Depending on when people clean out their garage or if someone dies, they bring a lot of household chemicals in there, cleaners and things like that. Some paint, some oils, we have paints we put, used motor oil in, things like that. Some old antifreeze, we'll dump it in there and whatever.
I'm going back to my memory. Was it not when you and Mona were here, you said that once a quarter, and Devin, that's what, once every so many months, you did a...
That they could bring a trailer down and then have like our cleanup where people could bring all of it.
But that's the only time then you take it. And then the only other time I thought Commissioner Williams was referring to was if you have a death and they clean it then.
That was an example of when they would bring something.
Okay.
Right. Where they wouldn't be able to store it at their own home and take it to the county at, on a regular, on a quarterly basis.
So then if that happened, it would be, depending on when in the court, how long it would be stored there until the quarterly pickup came.
And then to answer one question, your HHW is normally city or county specific. In other words, Stone County doesn't bring any HHW to Taney County. It's just Taney County. Is that right, Mr. Friend? Yes.
Okay.
So we take care of our own. So you would have to hold it until we had the quarterly or
whatever.
Right.
And I'm assuming it's done quarterly because that's when you accumulate enough to require it.
Yeah.
If something happened in 2 months,
sure,
you do it more often.
Yeah.
Well, I know Mr. Akers is here and he's reached out to me. I know he's reached out to the other commissioners and just saying, hey, we're all willing to work together to come up with a solution for this. So I don't know what it looks like on your guys' end. On our end, it's probably a little easier for us to move along. So I don't know, what do you need from us to start moving forward to work together to get this solved?
I think that the key for this department that made the offer in regard to helping you get the equipment moved, doing whatever we need to do to help you get started. Our whole intent, I think, is that we realize that not Branson proper, it's citizens. There's a lot more people from around Branson and other areas that use the recycling center. And it's an important thing. My wife has quite an area of stuff I'm going to have to move sometime for recycling. So we're hopeful that it'll become more of a central location and more convenient for everyone. And with our situation, and when we closed it down, we didn't realize what kind of cost we were having. And so that was really an economic decision to answer the gentleman over here of what it was costing the citizens of Branson to take care of recycling for a much larger area. So we're wanting to help, and we need the recycling for our county. And I appreciate you all taking the initiative and working with us to do that.
As far as reopening the existing facility for a temporary time, and how do we start that conversation? Or
I would say we can take this offer back to our administration and down to the